This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chipotle. Burritos, tacos, an E. coli scandal a couple of years ago. It's been a rough haul for what was once a fast, casual wunderkind. Hence, today's shakeup. Founder and CEO Steve Ells is getting kicked upstairs as the company tries to right itself. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank is on that one.
Chipotle sales are down 20% since before the scandal, even though the chain's reworked its food safety practices. The company's share price rallied earlier this year, but this summer there was a norovirus outbreak at one Chipotle store in Virginia. Steven Anderson is a senior research analyst with the Maxim Group.
The share price actually is down almost 40% from where it was at the May peak.
One-off health scares are common in the restaurant business, but Chipotle isn't just any restaurant chain. Under Steve Ells' leadership, the brand successfully sold itself as a champion of healthy, ethically sourced meals.
You can't position yourself as this high-quality food destination and then get people sick.
Analyst Nick Setyan at Wedbush Securities says to regrow faster, Chipotle needs a new leader with expertise in operations and turnarounds. CEOs are either builders or fixers, says analyst Nicole Miller with Piper Jaffray. She says Chipotle needs a fixer.
Somebody that knows how to take it to the next global level, whereas Steve found it at inception and took it to 2,500, almost 3,000 stores.
Chipotle's restaurants still bring in more revenue than the competitors. But to make investors happy, it'll have to boost margins by cutting costs and running stores more efficiently. Miller says it won't be easy.
In addition to their own self-inflicted wounds, they're facing an entirely competitive landscape for fast casual.
Sales for fast casual restaurants are down more than any other segment in the industry. Even more reason, Miller says, for the company that pioneered the category to reset and maybe rebrand. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.